What time is it anyway? Preaching time. Amen. Proverbs 22. I want to read one verse of scripture real familiar. You've all heard it. Everybody here that's got kids has quoted this verse at one time or another. I'm going to preach a message tonight kind of geared toward the family. The Lord laid this on my heart. A little bit different. I'm going to preach to the parents a little bit. And I'm going to preach to the kids a little bit. So those of you that's got kids that's already grown, you're off the hook tonight. You just get to sit and look at other people and watch them squirm. And those of you that don't have kids and you're not married, I look around and see a lot of teenagers here tonight and young people, and I think in the next 5 or 10 years, you're going to have a family. And I look around and I think God help them poor youngins. Y'all have already dried up on me and ain't even read one verse of Scripture, not one. But I'm going to preach what God told me to preach. Amen. And simply, not anything that you've never heard, but simply telling you and according to the Scripture, how to raise a family. It's not complicated. Amen? I've heard people say this, well, when you have babies, they don't come with a handbook. If you're a child of God, they do. I mean, this book right here teaches you how to raise a family. It teaches a man how to be a husband, how to love his wife. It teaches a wife how to guide the home and raise them kids and love her husband. It teaches you all that if you just read it and obey it. Amen? And so in Proverbs chapter 22, let's read verse number 6. The Bible said here, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Now listen, it didn't say train up a child in the way that he should go, and he'll never make a mistake. It didn't say that. It didn't say train up a child in the way that he should go, and he'll never quit church. It didn't say train up a child in the way that he should go, and he'll always be faithful and do the right thing. But it did say that if you'll train up a child in the way that he should go, when he is old, he will not depart from it. Now, I can tell you from personal experience tonight, my daddy used to tell me stuff, and I resented it and didn't really like it too much. And some of you kids are the same way. I know how you are when you're a teenager. You think you know everything. Mom and daddy's 45, 50, and you're 15. You know more than they do. I know how it works, but you don't. You really don't know more than they do. Amen. But I used to think I did. And daddy would tell me stuff, and he'd tell me things, and tell me things, and I didn't want to hear it. But now that I'm getting older, Brother Jeff, honest to the Lord, my hand up to God, that stuff daddy taught me when I was a kid, it's getting stronger now than it did then. When he is old, he'll not depart from it. What I'm saying is, if you'll train them kids up right, just simply because God said do it, brother, I'll tell you what, you will not go down to your grave with regrets. Amen? Your kids may mess up, they may make mistakes, but brother, if you'll do what God said and do it the way God said do it, and if you'll say phooey on Oprah and Dr. Phil and them bunch of idiots and our government and people like that, and you'll trust God and you'll live by that blessed old King James Bible, raise them kids the way God said to, it's old-fashioned, it may be outdated by the world, but brother, it still works. Amen? I thank God for that every day. I thank God for my family and how God's blessed my wife and my kids. And brother, I'm not boasting or putting my family above anybody else. But people, when people come up to me and say, your kids are such a blessing, I automatically tell them, they don't come out that way. They're not born like that. That's not genetics, bro. That's not good breeding. Bro, that's being raised across on the knee of a devoted mother and across the knees of a determined father. And brother, if you'll do that, believe that blessed Bible and raise that family the way God said do it, and if you'll be isolated, you'll be the only person in the minority, and brother, let everybody think you're an idiot, you're crazy, brother, down the road when them kids grow up and they get a hold of that, brother, you instill values in them that you cannot take out, brother, I'll tell you, it'll bless your soul when you look back and you see them holding to what's right and clinging to what God said to do, brother, you'll go leave this whole world with a shout. Hey, man, walk down the streets of glory, and you'll do like Paul and say, I fought a good fight. I've run the race. I finished my course. I did everything I could to do right. And brother, God will bless you and bless your family. Amen. I'm just getting started. I'm going to tell you something tonight. If you'll raise your family the way God said to do it, Proverbs 23:26 said, my son, give me thine heart, let thine eyes observe my ways. Proverbs 13:24, he that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes. Betimes means quickly, often, early on. Somebody asked my wife one time, said, Miss Debbie, how soon should you start whipping kids? She said, as soon as they can wrap their hands around that that thing in their playpen and pull themselves up and look over the top, she said, they're old enough to get a whipping. That's right, brother. That's good preaching right there. I mean, I don't care if we're still wearing a diaper, brother. You can start training them. It's about training. I'm trying to help you. You all preaching, you're mean, you're old-fashioned. I might be mean. I might be old-fashioned. But I'm trying to tell you something that'll help your family, help your sons, help your daughters, help your grandkids, and make your family run smooth. Amen. Amen. Travis can tell you what this verse says, Proverbs 22:15. Amen. You know how he knows that verse? He memorized it. Every time he got a whipping, quote that verse, boy. Amen. That's how he knows it's so good. He just quit getting whippings a few weeks back. Praise God, he'll get another if he don't straighten up. But I would say it takes a Bible to raise a child. Hillary Clinton said here a few years ago, it takes a village to raise a child. It takes all of our community to raise. She's crazy. Brother, there ain't no village, ain't no community, there ain't no government. The social services ain't going to raise my kid. Brother, you raise your kids according to that Bible. It takes a daddy and a mama and a King James Bible, and you can raise them kids. They'll grow up right, and they'll have structure and discipline, and they'll turn out to be good citizens and good young men and young women. And brother, I'll tell you, it does not take a village, but it does take a Bible to raise a family. I want to mention a few things. First of all, I want to say this. I want to talk about girls for a few minutes, and then I'm going to talk about boys. I remember growing up, you remember they said girls are sweet and spice and everything nice, and boys are something, puppy dog tails and snails and all that stuff. There's a lot of truth in that. Girls are sweet and spice and all that, but if you don't train them, daddies, if you don't train them, mamas, that sweet smelling spice will go, because there's some pervert out there wanting to take it from her. I want to tell you some stuff that'll help you tonight. First of all, girls need discipline. Girls need discipline. You've got to train them and teach them. Listen, they need to know what no means. A girl needs to be told no, and she needs to be taught how to say no. Amen. Girls ought to grow up with that. Bless God. They ought to be able to wag their head back and forth, look a boy in his face, and say, no, I ain't doing that. No, I ain't going there. And no, you're not going to force me into something. Can you say amen right there? Amen. Girls need to know what no means. They need to know what work means. Amen. Praise God, we're raising a bunch of girls nowadays that don't know how to do nothing. I know this is going to be a different message. I mean, it's put together kind of strange. This way God told me to preach it. Listen, brother, girls, they need to learn how to work. Girls used to grow up. Brother Jeff, girls used to have calluses on their hands like boys did. I mean, brother, listen, you shake a girl's hand and she's got a strong grip and knows how to milk a cow and knows how to skin a deer and gut out a deer and skin a catfish and all that stuff. Brother, what a blessing that is. But girls need to be taught by their mothers. They need to know what no means, and they need to know what work means. That's discipline. Little girls need to learn how to clean house. Amen. Every girl in here ought to know how to clean house. Amen. And shouldn't have to be told by their mom and daddy to do it. Amen. Listen, girls, you're just helping yourself if you do it. Because someday you're going to get married and you're going to have to do it. You might as well get in practice and learn where the dishes go and how to cook and how to clean and how to vacuum. You say, yeah, but my brother's a slob. Get used to it. Men are pigs. Let me tell you something weird about men. Men are pigs. We are. I know I am one. Oink, oink. We are. We walk in the house, throw our underwear down just anywhere. I mean, throw our t-shirt on the lampshade. But I'm going to tell you a weird thing about men. Men are just dirty pigs, right? You men won't say amen because you're henpecked. You're chicken. Not only you're a pig, you're a chicken. Say amen. But here's the strange thing about a man. A man hates a dirty house. A man might be a pig, but he don't want to marry no slob. A man comes home, bless God, he wants his house clean, and he'd like to have some supper, and there ain't nothing wrong with a man helping his wife. If she works and you work, you come home, you ought to help her. There ain't no crime in that. There's no shame in that. But a man wants a clean woman, and he wants a clean house, even though he's an oinker. That's just weird. We're strange people. You women's weird, too. You know you are. Nobody can figure a woman out. Nobody. But we all want one, don't we? They're weird, ain't they? Everybody says, well, if I ever got rid of mine, must God, I'd never. Oh, yeah, while the crowd's walking by her casket, you'd be saying, man, she don't look bad. There ain't no ring on that finger. Everybody wants one. They're strange. We're wired different. But girls ought to be taught to work, how to clean house, cook, wash dishes, tend to a baby, iron, and balance a checkbook, and do laundry, and all that stuff. Every girl ought to know how to do that. Amen. Y'all holler preach. You ought to holler it now, bless God, because I'm letting it rip. If you don't, mamas, if you don't teach that girl and make her do it, and daddies, if you don't stand behind mama and making that young lady do that, someday she's going to marry a boy and make his life miserable, and then their kids are going to be miserable because she's going to lay around and eat popcorn, watch soap operas, and eat Doritos all day and do nothing but gain weight and not work a lick, and she's going to make some man poor and miserable. Every woman ought to have that work ethic in them. I don't care, brother. I don't care where she works or what kind of work she does. If it's honest labor, praise God, I respect her for it. My daddy used to tell me this. He used to say, son, it's a sorry woman that can't keep up one man. Ain't but one of me. She can't keep me up. That's something wrong with her. No, I'm just kidding right there. Y'all need to lighten up a little bit. They need to know what work means. They need to know what boundaries are. Now, Proverbs 23:13 says, withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him or her with the rod, he shall not die. It ain't going to kill her. That's what he's saying in plain old vernacular. He's saying, tear her hide up if she don't want to do laundry. And she screams bloody murder, let her scream, brother. It's good for her lungs. It's good exercise. Amen. That's good preaching, brother. Tear them up, son. The Bible said they're not going to die. You will not kill your child by whipping them. Matter of fact, you'll spare their life and save their soul from hell. They need discipline. Secondly, they need disappointment. Girls need disappointment. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying girls shouldn't have everything handed to them and everything they ever want just handed to them on a silver platter, because one of these days, she's not going to get what she wants, and she's not going to get it on a silver platter, and mom and daddy ain't going to be there to pet her and baby her, and her whole world's going to come crashing in, and she's going to fall into the hands of a pimp or a wife beater. Amen. She needs to learn some disappointment. There's lots of times we've told Candace no about things. Really, she could have had it. We just told her no because she just had too much junk lately. You didn't know that, did you? She thought all the time we couldn't afford it. It wasn't that. We had the money to buy it. We just wouldn't. You don't need it. You got this, you got this, you got this. No, you ain't getting it. Brother, listen, that's good development of their character. That'll help them in life. That'll help them understand the world ain't about me. The universe ain't swirling around me. And there's going to be times I don't get what I want. I ain't going to get a brand new Mustang as soon as I turn 15. And I ain't going to marry the best looking man in the world and have lots of money. And brother, listen, it'll help them. Disappointment will build character in a young lady. Amen. Disappointment. Wow. I'll say this. Tell you something about disappointment. Kids, girls, just remember this. Your mom and dad are not involved in some conspiracy to keep you from having fun. Amen? Your mom and dad's not as dumb as you think. They were smart enough to give you a bed, food, clothes, a nice car to ride in, and education, and other stuff you don't really need, but you wanted. Your mom and daddy are not as goofy and dumb as you think either. Your mom lost her girlish figure by bringing you into this world. Your dad lost his hair and his mind having to work three jobs just so you can have an iPod and TV and a computer and a cell phone. Amen? Before you were born, your parents was not as boring as they are now. They got that way from paying your bills, cleaning your clothes, cooking your food, putting medicine down your throat, wiping your nose, wiping your butt, changing your diaper. And listen, you talk about how cool you are. That's how they got that way. Amen, brother. You're the one that made them the way they are. I used to be hip and cool and have long, pretty blonde hair and wore bell bottoms and a necklace. Now look at me. I look like a bell bottom. I don't know. I don't know if y'all want it or not. But they need some disappointment. Girls need discipline, disappointment. Number three, girls need discretion. Girls need to learn some discretion. Have you looked around today and see how young ladies dress? My soul was out there passing out tracts the other day at the ball field, and I mean little old girls dressed like prostitutes. Let me tell you something, mothers. Let me explain something to you, how a man's mind works. Maybe you already know this, but I'm going to go ahead and tell you. Men's minds are like perverts. If your daughter ain't for sale, for God's sake, don't advertise it. Amen. Don't put her body on display unless you're trying to attract something. There's something wrong with a woman that starts putting makeup on an 11-year-old kid and dolling her up like Jezebel and putting short, tight shirts on her and tight breeches and tight skirt. No, there ain't something ain't right about that. Mama is doing wrong by not teaching that girl some discretion. By self-respect, she'll give respect. Discretion means no one but her husband, when she gets grown, should see certain parts of her body. You can go to the grocery store and not see parts of a woman's body that only her husband should see. And according to the Bible, the book of Isaiah, the thigh is considered nakedness. You let your daughter walk around in a two-piece bathing suit, you're out of your mind, brother. You're totally out of it. Amen? Discretion. Well, you're getting quiet on me now. Discipline, disappointment, discretion. Number four, girls need to learn some direction. The Bible said, Ezekiel 16:44, behold, everyone that useth proverbs shall use this proverb against thee, saying, as is the mother, so is her daughter. I tell you, I look at some mothers and I think, dear God, help him young and Lord, help him little girls. You know why little girls are the way they are? It's because of their mamas. Listen, boys and girls, they're the way they are because of their parents, their lack of discipline and their lack of structure and their lack of any kind of order in their life has made them kids to grow up and act like flaming animals, brother. I want to tell you something tonight. Both them girls need to be taught some direction, and it needs to come from mama. Amen. Your mamas are getting your plate loaded tonight. You better holler amen, because daddy's fixing to get it. Amen. Amen. I don't have to tell my daughter that her dress is not appropriate. I never have had to, but she's always asked. There's been times she said, Daddy, what do you think about this? But my wife controls that. You don't wear that. We don't do that. Are y'all listening? We don't dress like that. We're not prostitutes. We don't dress that way. We're Christians. We're Bible believers. We go to church. We don't want some boy getting the wrong idea. Boys are bad enough as it is. Amen? You turn a boy loose with a girl half-dressed, brother. I mean, that's like a stick of dynamite with a book of matches and a playpen full of two-year-olds. I mean, brother, it's destined to happen. Something bad is going to happen. And, brother, that direction them girls need, they need a godly mama to raise them up and teach them and train them and teach them that boys ain't nothing but perverts. Amen. I know you boys say, I ain't no pervert. Given the right circumstances, you would be. You're Adam's son. Am I right? Amen. Girls need discipline, disappointment, discretion, and direction. Let me say this about boys. Number one, boys need sobriety. Now, Proverbs 23:26 said, my son, give me thine heart and let thine eyes observe my ways. In the very next verse, I read this to you a couple weeks ago. He said, for a whore is a deep ditch and a strange woman is a narrow pit. He said, son, observe my ways, and let me tell you something that's going to take you through life. He didn't say, I want to teach you how to work the stock market. He said, a whore is a deep ditch, son. Amen. Hey, the greatest warning you can give your son is not financial advice. It's to stay away from those loose, wicked women, because they'll ruin his life. Amen. That chapter goes on to talk about drinking wine and getting drunk. And down there about verse 33, it said that your eyes will start looking at women and you'll begin to utter perverse things. What happens is the boy's not sober and his daddy don't teach him that wine and liquor and beer and drugs is ungodly and wicked. It'll alter your personality. It'll make you think things and act on things you shouldn't, and you'll do things you shouldn't do. Listen, I used to be a teenager that just stayed drunk all the time. I know exactly what I'm talking about. Let me give you an example. We used to go swim at this spot, the gorge, and then went to swim in another place called the Rock Quarry. And both those sound real safe, don't they? That gorge wasn't nothing but just the throat of two mountains coming together. It was just a place waiting for somebody to get killed, and people got hurt there all the time. The other one was the Rock Quarry. We'd go to the Rock Quarry swimming. Well, they dug out this big Rock Quarry and they'd run junk cars off in there back before the environmentalists lost their mind and took over. And that's where people junked their cars, run them off in that lake. And it must have been 1,000 feet deep. You couldn't touch the bottom. Believe me, I tried. And we'd go out there in that rock. The only way you could get down the water is off this big high rock. About high as a light pole, you know. It was on up there. And I wouldn't jump off that thing for nothing, Brother Jeff. I wouldn't do it. I mean, I was chicken. I mean, I talk big, you know, strut around like a rooster. After I hit Jack Daniels three or four times, I started getting my nerve up. After three or four shots of that and rolling two or three big fat ones, Brother Sam, son, I went run off there like a Comanche Indian. You know what that proves? That proves that stuff's wicked and ungodly. That's why I got scars in my body. That's why I've had teeth knocked out. That's why I've had my skull fractured. That's why I've had bones broken, had to have surgery. Because that wine and that liquor, boys need to be taught sobriety. We don't need our government to teach them. We need daddy to sit down and say, son, you better stay away from that strong drink. Don't you even touch it. Don't let them talk you into it saying a little bit of wine ain't going to hurt you. They're low down, stinking, rotten liars. It will hurt you. Every drunk in this world started with a sip. Amen. Every pill popper, every dope smoker, he started with one hit, one pill, one drink. Amen. Are y'all with me? Amen. You better teach him that. Don't run him off to school and say, well, the teacher will teach him. She might not. She might teach him it came from a monkey, and then he'll start acting like one. Amen. They need to be taught sobriety. Number two, they need to be taught self-control. Amen? Look at Proverbs chapter 7. I'll read something to you real quick. Proverbs chapter 7. Proverbs chapter 7, self-control. Every father should sit and read this with his son or his sons probably once a year or every couple of years at least. My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live, and my law is the apple of thine eye. Bind them upon the fingers, write them upon the table of thine heart, say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman, that they may keep thee, that they may keep from the strange woman, from the stranger with flattereth with her words. There he goes again. He's warning him against drinking and wild women. You know what the prodigal son did? He left home and went off, took his money, got some wild women, and got drunk and partied all his money away. How do you know that, preacher? The Bible don't say. How come his elder brother say he partied all his money away with harlots? Amen? If you got money, brother, you can pick them up. I don't care. You can be 90 years old, you ain't got a tooth in your head, and you don't even know which way's up. You can drive up, and brother, listen, they say in nursing homes, these old men, if they got a car, they can pick women up. That was a documentary on television. If you got a car, them old women go out there with their walkers and get in the car with them, and they leave. Blood wall, pull up and toot the horn. They probably got like a boss hog Cadillac with big old horns on the, come on, grandma. And they would come shuffling out there, you know, get in the car, and they'd take off down the road. But he said, for at the window of my house, I looked through my casement and beheld among the simple ones, I discerned among the youths a young man void of understanding. I'm not going to read this whole thing, but if you'll read it when you get home, especially if you've got a son, read it with him. In other words, she starts flattering him with her lips and fluttering her eyelids, and she smells a certain way and talks a certain way. And y'all know what I'm talking about. A boy loses his mind. He does, don't he? He can't think straight. Not only boys, but grown men do it too. Why do you think preachers leave their churches and their wives and their families? They lose their mind. A woman can do it, brother. I'm telling you, a woman's an atomic bomb walking around. Amen. Am I telling the truth? Amen. You better warn your sons about those women. My daddy used to say this. He used to say, son, everybody wants women, old slutty girls, but nobody wants to take one home and marry her. Amen. He said, you remember that. When you go and pick one of them trashy girls up at the pool room and ride off down the road, you just remember that. And ain't nobody wants to walk down the aisle with one. Praise God. He needs to be taught sobriety and self-control. He needs to be taught stability. Young men need to be taught stability in the home. That needs to come from daddy. That needs to come from mama. You know how young men grow up and learn how to be a gentleman? By the example, the verse we read, my son observed my ways. Amen. I know some of y'all ain't got boys, you got girls, but I'm just saying, this young boy back here should learn how to be a man by his daddy. Amen. These boys should learn how to be a man because of me. That one should learn, I don't know if you hope for him or not, but a scour. He should learn to be a man because of Brother Kevin. That's your example. You set example. You don't say, now son, don't do like I do. Do like I say. You're a fool if you believe that. If you're crazy, listen, that sentiment and that theology don't work because kids will pattern after their mamas and daddies. Girls will be like their mamas and boys will grow up and be like their daddies. You may prove something to you? A girl can grow up in an abusive home and her daddy can beat her and molest her. And she'll grow up, and you know who she'll marry? A slob that'll beat her. They're attracted to that. It's sad, it's true. It's sad. Ask anybody that's in the social work with the social services or anybody in law enforcement, they'll tell you, I don't know why in the world that woman, she gets out of that relationship and goes right straight back. They won't go marry a decent man, a clean, decent, godly man. They'll go marry a drunk, and so he can beat up on her again. I know a girl I grew up with in North Carolina, she got married 5 times. Now, brother, if you missed it up 5 times, it ain't the men you're marrying, it's you. You just don't know how to pick men, amen? But 5 times, and all 5 of them beat her within an inch of her life. Now, I'm not saying some women don't need it. I've seen some women I thought, they want counseling. I'm thinking, I got the counseling you need right here, brother. If you'd ball this up and use it on, that's straighten out half your problem. I don't advocate beating your wife, but brother, I've seen some I think needed it. Knock her out, John. Amen. Listen, if you'll set the standard when you get married and say, hey, honey, I love you. You're the sweetest thing that ever walked or talked and ever breathed, but I'm your daddy now. One amen is from my wife. Amen. You don't have to beat her. You don't have to be mean to her. If you establish the leadership in that home, she'll look up to you and respect you because she wants that structure and that discipline in her home just like the children do. And young men need stability with their parents, with their siblings, and with other people. Not only that, but young men need sacrifice. They need to. Young boys need to learn. Young boys need to. I said this Wednesday night. Lord, just burden my heart about this. My kids, your kids, our kids need to go out of this country on a mission trip. I'm praying about it. Where we can go, not to punish them, but just so they can see the rest of the world don't live like we live. The rest of the world don't have a new car with push button stuff. Did you know there's places in the world where people worship? They don't have carpet. I could take my shoes off and preach here tonight if I wanted to. Y'all might not appreciate it, but I could. We got padded pews. Brother Joe was sleeping on one of them the other day. Honest to God, I seen him doing it. Right in the middle of preaching. No, it was last Saturday between them two services. He's sitting back there snoring and sleeping. But here, there's people in other parts of the world. Brother William, there's people in other places all around the world. Not just, I mean, it's everywhere. All these third world countries, they go to church and they got old wooden floors. And I mean, listen, I preached in Jamaica for about a week. And I mean, the lizards would run through the open windows. They don't have screens on the windows. They don't even have musical instruments. They don't have pianos and guitar. And they stand up and clap their hands. And about halfway through the service, the power goes out. And believe me, you're in Jamaica and you're the only white person on the whole island and the power goes out. I don't care if you're racist or not, it scares you. It's scary. And everybody grabs a candlelight and just keep on singing. Amen, son, I'm trying to help you. But young men need to learn some sacrifice. We need to go to other countries and say, let's give of ourselves. Sacrifice means you give up something valuable to achieve something greater. Young people need to learn that. Things boys need to learn relating to himself. Listen to this. I jotted these down. Boys need to learn sacrifice. They need to learn things about self, like self-defense. You know, men used to teach their sons how to defend themselves. Now our society is so sissified. Y'all think I'm crazy, don't you? Daddy always talks, don't you? If I ever find out you pick a fault, that's going to be the last, at least your problem when you get home. But if somebody knocks you around, you better take your part. You might not start it, but you better finish it. Amen, brother. Boys need to learn that. They need to learn self-defense, self-denial. They need to learn it ain't all about them. Boys, you don't always get your way. Grow up. Be a man. Hey, brother, if that little old girl you're dating don't act the way you want to, hey, she's a woman. She's supposed to be weird. Praise God. Can I get a witness? Welcome to the real world. They're strange. I mean, brother, I love women. My wife's a woman. My mama was one. One of my kids is one. I ain't got nothing against women, but they're different. And the sooner you understand that, young man, and deny yourself, the better off you're going to get along with them. Self-discipline. Because if you're self-absorbed, self-centered, self-indulgent, self-serving, self-fulfilling, self-gratifying, someday he'll self-destruct. You know I'm telling the truth. Listen, if you just live for self, just me, give me everything, just like a little kid in a playpen, just keep giving me more, you know what's going to happen to him. Someday somebody's going to give him something he didn't ask for. And I'll tell you something else about men. Men are selfish. I done told you we're pigs. Men are like giraffes. Giraffes are selfish. That's what Barney Fife said. Ephesians 5:29, I can prove it. The Bible said, for no man yet hateth his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. I can prove that men are selfish by nature. Men are self-centered. We're just made that way. I don't know why. I don't understand it. Why does a man have a $1,000 deer rifle and a four-wheeler and a bass boat, and a woman's got a used washer and dryer? Women don't spend $50,000 for toys. They nag $50,000 worth, but they don't have... Y'all know what I'm saying? Are you getting it? And as soon as that young man of yours learns, and my young men learn, it's about sacrifice. It ain't always about me, and I ain't always going to get my way. And it ain't always about how many toys I can have, and be sacrificing and give. Those of you, if there's any of y'all here that's thinking about going into the plague of marriage, let me give you some advice. Let me help you here. Always. This takes years to learn this. Run! That's right. Maybe you should go on a mission trip by yourself. But try to start learning to be thoughtful of her. And you'll get a lot longer. Because thinking yourself is going to come natural. You don't have to do that. I already proved that to you. You're going to think of yourself all the time anyway. But the sooner you can start being thoughtful of her, helping her, take a load off her, help her in any way you can. I'm not talking about... I mean, if you can wash the dishes and take the trash out, fine, that's fine. If that'll make her happy and ease her load a little bit. But I'm talking about just being a good husband, being thoughtful and being caring. And if you go into marriage thinking, bless God, she's going to do this, she's going to do that, my advice is not get married. You need to become a pilot and stay busy flying the eastern skies or something. Marriage ain't for you. Marriage is about giving. Marriage is about sacrifice. I don't know why I'm preaching on marriage, so I better listen. When these boys here get married, I'm going to preach a whole sermon to their wedding. These girls are sitting there like, oh, my God. We're going to have church. I'm going to preach. We're going to take up an offer. God knows they're going to need it. Matter of fact, the offer might be for me and Mama. We got a misfire. You're on your own now. We deserve it. I'll give it to these girls they're going to marry or whoever they marry. I don't know who it's going to be. But anyway, I'm getting on shaky ground here. The last thing I want to say about young men is they need to learn sobriety and self-control and stability and sacrifice, but the young men need to learn a skill. Amen. Every preteen boy should know certain things. I used to make my boys do stuff. Make them help me do stuff. It's just good for them. I mean, if I'm building something or rebuilding something or tearing something down, I get them out there. Matter of fact, my daughter's the same way. I'd make her crawl up under a truck with me and get all dirty and oily. And that. Listen, there's just something about getting dirty. If you don't let that boy yours start getting dirty and get some grease on him and dirt under his fingernails and letting his hair get full of dirt and just become a grease monkey every now and then, you might be raising a faggot if you ain't careful. Yeah. Amen, brother. You better be careful about this permed hair all the time and jewelry and all. You better let him be a boy. Put him on that mower. No, don't put him on the mower. Let Mama ride the mower. Make him push mow. Ain't that right? Make him push him on, get that grass stain all over them high dollars. No, not them high dollar shoes, but all over his ankles, and let the weed eater whip him real good and beat his legs up, and let him come in stinking, sweat and stinking, but don't let him sit down nowhere. My wife to this day won't let Travis sit down on the furniture. He come in the other night to eat supper, get you a trash bag and sit down there and have some supper. I'll before God. Ain't you use your oil in my furniture. I love you son, but you ain't gonna sit down like that. Amen? Teaching them some stuff. Teach them a skill. What are you saying, preacher? Listen, I preached in a church a few years ago. A big church. If I call that pastor's name, all of you know him and like him. Big church. And I was preaching a Valentine banquet, and there's probably 100 people there, and I was talking about men need to be handy around the house, help their wives and do things for them. And I said, how many of you men know how to change a P-trap? Not one man raised his hand. I said, do y'all know what a P-trap is? I said, do y'all know what a remote control is? That's pitiful, man. Pitiful. I mean, brother, listen, that's the way boys ought to be. I mean, young men ought to have a skill. I'm not saying he has to be a licensed electrician or a mechanic or know how to rebuild a motor, but he at least ought to know how to raise the hood on a stinking car without taking it to the dealership. He ought to know how to raise the hood and check the oil, the transmission fluid, which one's the radiator, which one's the motor, what's the tire, what's the rim, all that stuff. Girls ought to even know that. They need to learn a skill. Every young man ought to know how to use a weed eater and fix it when it breaks. Can I say amen right there? Amen. You know, my daddy raised us boys. There's three of us boys and two girls. We had bicycles, and they'd break. Daddy would go spend money on them bikes. He'd buy us a little can of monkey grip. Throw it there on the porch. There you go. What if the handlebar breaks? What if monkey grip can't fix it? I don't know what to tell you. But you know what? We learn how to work on stuff. We learn how to fix it. Man, my brother could do stuff and still can. My brother, he had a bicycle. I mean, brother, we took the forks off of two other bicycles, put two sets of forks, and had a chopper. We was riding down the road like this, pedaling. You couldn't hardly steer it, man. You'd crash. We'd ride down there, and we'd come down the hill, and the chain come off. We'd go down and crash and come back and fix it. And man, that brother of mine, he could take a mini bike, put a motorcycle wheel on it, just crazy stuff. It reminds you of the Little Rascals. But you know what that taught us? If it breaks, fix it. You can't always whine and cry and somebody run to your aid. I mean, fix that thing, brother. Every young man ought to know how to use a weed eater and a lawnmower and a leaf blower and all that other stuff. Hey, back before leaf blowers came, they had another invention. Right? Yeah, you talk about sweating. Man, every young man ought to check the oil, change a flat, clean a fish. Every young man ought to know how to get guts on him. Every young man ought to have to stick his hand up in something and pull the guts out. Ain't that right? A fish or a deer or a squirrel or a possum or something. You're going home tonight, you see something lay on the side of the road, pull over and let him get out and run his hand in there. See what's in it. It'll be good for him. I guarantee you won't let him get back in the car. You're walking on, Junior. Amen. But every young man should learn a skill. And daddy, you should teach him that. Listen, my daddy taught us things. And we'd watch him. And boy, I mean, he did things the old-fashioned way. They'd build something. They'd build a chicken house and leave all the boards sticking out and then take a handsaw and go down and cut them all one time. Weird stuff. Grandpa's theory was, if it's close, nail it. Grandpa, it don't look level. If it's close, nail it. That junk follow you through life, man. And Candace is the girl in the family, and she was a tomboy her whole life just a couple years ago. And she turned into a girl finally. But I taught her all kind of crazy stuff. I mean, how to use a saw and read a ruler and cut this and get up on the truck and how to throw a ball and catch a ball and how to catch a fish and get that worm sticking on the hook. And you know how all that worm poop comes out all over you. And just, if you ain't going to put no hook, worm on the hook, you ain't going fishing with me. You can set it to the house. I am not baiting your hook. Take that fish, get it, I'll grab it like this, and dig that hook around and yank its guts out if you have to. Don't throw that good hook away. Gut him right there. And you know what that'll do? That'll build some character in them children. I'm trying to tell you some practical thing that'll help your family and help your children as they grow up. And if you don't teach them a skill, Daddy, come on, Ronnie, get a song. If you don't teach them a skill, I try to help all my kids. I'm not bragging. Me and my wife both. My wife can play. We tried to teach them to play the guitar and stuff like that. We didn't force them, but if they showed interest. But here's my point. If daddy don't teach them how to work on something, how to fix something, how it works, how to jump off a car or how to, you know, charge a battery or just... But here's what I'm saying. If you don't teach that boy a skill, somebody out there is going to teach him something. If you don't take him out there in the shop and show him how to build a birdhouse or something like that, or show him how to build a... My daddy used to build them old rabbit gums. You remember them? And had them old-timey triggers in it where it had a stick down through it, and the rabbit had to go and hit that stick, and it'd drop down and catch him. I'm 52, and I still know... I think I could still build one just like he showed me when I was a kid. If you don't show that boy a skill, guess what? Julio is going to show him how to do this. Roll him up one. You better spend some time with him, teach him some stuff. Hey, son, come on, let's go hunt, and I'll show you how to shoot a gun. I've taught Candace how to shoot a gun left and right and, you know, over the shoulder and behind the barn, all that stuff. And she don't do it much now, but at least she knows how. And if you'll teach them kids those things, it'll show them that daddy loves them and mama loves them, and they know the kind of things that they can go forth into life and become good citizens. That boy will be a good husband, and your grandkids will turn out good because he's a good boy and a good father and a good husband. And your daughter-in-law will come up to you and hug your neck and say, I want to thank you for raising a good boy. You can take pride in that. You raise them girls right, mamas, and there's a boy going to come along. Some of these girls here tonight, boy, there's some lucky boy going to get these girls. There's some good ones right here in this crowd. Amen. Only reason I preach hard because I love you. Amen. There's some good ones right here. And that's why I'm preaching so hard. I don't want some jerk to come in here and get them. Amen. If they come in and start dating them, your preacher's going to have to approve them too. Amen. Mom and daddy's the least of your problems. You think this morning night's been rough? You wait till you bring a little punk in here that I don't like. It's going to be rough. Amen? Because if we don't give it to him, brother, he's somebody else is going to give him an alternative. What did Brother Jared preach at camp last summer? He said, if you don't know how to roll a joint or how to drink a beer or if you don't know how to have sex, the devil's got somebody that'll teach you free of charge. They'll take you under their wing, and you can be their apprentice. And then their life is ruined. Let's all stand tonight.